an asher, they bring a regular korban asher. So they have to bring a kizbo yisira. And if they don't have money, so they bring an oif. If they're poorer than that, they bring a mincha. The chiddush in Mishnah is that you could take the money that was designated for a kizbasira and downgrade it to an oif. You could take from an oif and you could downgrade it to a mincha. Dali dalas. Those korbanos that come by dali dalas. There's different types of oil of the yeret. Some oil of the yeret you can only bring an oif. Some oil of the yeret you can bring dali dalas. You can even bring a mincha. Okay. Pashtus, again, without going into any big chidushim, Pashtus, the chiddush of our Mishnah, is that we don't say that it has specific kedusha of a kizbasira. The money doesn't have specific kedusha of kizbasira. Rather, it has kedusha's korban oil of the earth. That's the pashtus that you would learn. And therefore, you're not limited to bring dafka. It's not like you're doing a different kedusha. If you had money designated for an oiler, you can't bring a shlom in with that money. But by oil of the yared, we don't look at it like when the Torah made an oil of the yared, look at it like a big behemoth and a small behemoth. A big behemoth and a small behemoth, it's all the same kedusha. It's all called the same kedusha. And therefore, even though you made the kedusha, kedusha's carbon oil of the yared, that's what Yutaka did with it. And therefore, l'chayr al-pidin, you should be limited to only bring what you specifically designated it for. That designation is not chal. The problem that we're going to have here is like this. The Gemara brings a drasha. Let's see first the drasha. The Gemara says, Minani, Mili, how do we know that you could use the money at different levels, money that you designated at one point, you could use for something else? Tano Abanan, it says twice, Mechatosai, Mechatosai, and then it says Al Chatosai. And each one of these is used for a drasha. Matam loymer minayin. How do you know atoymer shemavim mehekdish kizbo seira umehekdish seira kizbo umehekdish kizbo seira term b'neyena umehekdish term b'neyena asira seifa. Basically, repeating our Mishnah. Ketzad if you're kizbo seira of a henny, if you mafresh the money with the intent to buy a kizbo seira, then you got poor yavi oif. Henny, if you lost money beyond that, yavi asira seifa. If you lost asira seifa veheshir yavi oif, heshir yavi kizbo seira. Similarly, hifrish kizbay seira v'nistoyavu, yavi b'dameyam oif. Hifrish oif v'nistoyavu, yavi b'lo yavi b'dama v'asir se'efo. Shein loif pinyin. That's a side issue. You can't redeem a bird. There's no redemption. So by a bird, if it gets a mum, you're stuck. L'chein emar mechatosay al chatosay. Why do we need the psukum of mechatosay and el chatosay? Basically, it's telling us in both directions, meaning the two mechatoses are telling if you had for behemoth, you could go to oif. If you designated money for oif, you could go to mincha. We'll see why that's a bigger chiddush. And then al-chatos is going the other way around, meaning if you were mafresh a korban when you want a low level mincha, you could now use the money for a higher level kiddush. V'itzrich l'michtiv mechatosei gabi kizbo yisira, v'itzrich l'michtiv gabi oif. First of all, we needed the two mechatosos. One, because of krogabi hektish kizboi si rav amina, I understand that you could use a behemoth for a knife, because at least they're both blood karbanos. If it's kizboi ki meni me'al mois, na'alun al oif, then I say if kizboi, you could bring oif, the kizboi v'oif, tavayim in idomim. So I would say maybe at least it's limited to a blood offering. Right, but I would think Aval Asir say Eifa the Lav Mini Domim Loi Kaz Vachmanu Mechatosik Abi Eifa Vemini Kibavish Mois Lukina Yumeni Lamaisi Asir say the Lav Mini Domim. I wouldn't know you could bring a mincha, because a mincha is like a totally different carb. An oif and a behemah is like one carb and a bigger one, a smaller one. Elo says the Gemara, what would you do? Maisi Asir Seifa Min Beisei. The halim mois, the after shibul in the dove, it'll fall to an adover like any mois or chattas. Goes to an adover. Ahochi had a kosav kro, Mechatosei gabi oif, lemeimro de mehektish doif, nami maisi asiris oif. Fine. Vachikoma, kimaf, and now, kimaf is asiris oifo. And then, heshir, noisif alimanesi oif. Heshir, you're richer than that, noisif alimanesi kizbaisiru. And that's the pasuk of ksiv that the shita changes the gear, see, alchatosei gabi asiris oif. Because of alchatosei gabi oif, avamina, kimaf is mois lakini veheshir. You could go and bring a kizbe v'siro, the most only a ma'aser kizbe v'siro, the v'ayimini dominant. Avol hifrish mois la'asir v'se'eva v'hifrish. The heshir, I'm sorry, if you separated the money from la'asir v'se'eva, then I would say the opposite. That money is stuck. Doesn't make a difference. Halin mois to hifrish, yiplun and dova. Halchi kosef krobad and chatoso, chatos ba'ashiris v'dalos mechatoso, v'gabi dalidos ha'chatoso, l'midrish k'namir. Okay? So basically the Gemara is saying that we have clear drushes that open up the doors in both directions. Number one opens up the door that you could buy from an oif, or from a behemoth oif mincha. And we needed the two karbanos, we need the psukim, because maybe if you just have one, maybe you could just buy from a behemoth oif money that was designated, because at least they're both mine domim, but mincha not. And then we have the Al-Chatosoi, where we only need one pasuk, because there it's telling you that you could go from a mincha up to a next level. Doesn't make a difference going from a mincha to an oif, or mincha to behemah, because it's all minei damim. You're going from a mincha to a blood offering, it's the same thing. This is the Gemara. Now, he took money, designated to buy a korban, and then he became rich, or the opposite. He put money aside for a behemoth.
The money's still there. So what's
the money's here.
So what's the habamina to think that he would be able to delegate?
It's not just the habamina. It's a maskona.
What's the
smart behind that? It's a maskona. It's not just a habamina. This is a maskona, it's a gemara. It's a maskona, it's a mishnah, the maskona, the gemara. So really, let's deal with this. Really, there are two separate chidushim that l'chora would be possible to be said here. One is palatable, one is one that we'd be able to understand, and the other one would be beyond any line of thinking that we normally have in kachim. The logical one, which would at least make sense that the Torah is being mechadish such a chidush, would be that you would think that if you designated money for a kizbasira, now you can't bring an oif because an oif is a different korban. Just like if you were chayiv an oila and an osham, and you designated money for an oila, you can't bring an osham. So I would say a kizbasir is the same way. It's two different korbanos. If you designated money for a kizbasir, you can't bring an oif with that money. That's chiddush number one. That would be a big chiddush also, but that would be okay. That's a chiddush. The Torah here was mechadish, that although a bird and a behemah are two different minim, and definitely a behemah and a bird and a mincha, mamish, two different korbanos, Torah is mechadish, you could do it. Okay. Without the Torah telling me, I would say it's exclusive designation, like I do by other korbanos. Chiddush, not like that. Okay. By a different korban, clearly, if you mafra something for a mincha, right? You couldn't use it for a behemoth, even of the same nature. You know, I mean, if you separate the money for a milchas choyte, you couldn't take the money now and use it for a behemoth. Wouldn't work. So that's already a big chiddush, but that's a chiddush that's palatable. But then there's another whole chiddush here, which maybe this is what you heard is bothered by. There's another whole chiddush here. And in that chiddush is two chiddushim. And one of them is palatable and the other one is not. And that is that, number one, l'chora, the whole concept of loy sasig yodoy, right? The whole idea that an oni brings a korban oni is he doesn't have the money to bring a korban osher. Doesn't have the money. Right? But now he does. He has designated money. He has pushka geld. He has a pushka. His pushka has money for a kismis eva. Hatacha pushka. It's designated. It has kedusha. It's there. He's more prepared to bring a korban behema than Rockefeller. Rockefeller got to go to the bank. He doesn't even have to go to the bank. He has it right here. I don't know if that was bothering you. But that's... Now, even that, I would say, would be a chiddush that I could swallow. That I could understand. Whatever the Torah tells us we have to swallow. Shows we how well we understand. That I would be able to understand. Okay? Sure. The Torah was machadish. That we don't look at this money that was already designated for a korban ki'ilu. Okay? You can't say you can't afford the korban. You have it. There's the money. There it is. It will show it to you. It's right over there in the cup. You can't do that. Chiddush HaTorah. That we take that money now and we look at it as though it's just part of your general monies and we say you're a pauper. You're still a pauper. You have designated money for a korban. How can you say you can't afford a korban? You have the money for the korban. There it is. No. The Torah gives you that courtesy that even that money that you already pre-designated for the korban and has kedusha, not time designated, has kedusha. There'd be me'il on that money if you would use it. The Torah now says that we look at that as just part of the rest of your monies, and we say you're Araman. We take the pushke, and we make as though we can't give it back to you because it's hektish. Hektish, there's no backseas by hektish. If you're mocked at something, it's not like when you're little kids you play no backseas. There's no once you give the hektish, there's no you can't take it back. So. The chiddush is that the Torah said that we take that money that you already designated for the korban and we look at it like it's undesignated money. And therefore we say, you know what? Taking everything you own, you're an oni and you don't have money for a korban. You do? You look at it like you don't. But that would still be palatable chiddush. But here's where we go into a new zone. Which is mamish marafi sigur. Marafi sigur. And that is, but the rest of the money, what are you trying to do here? The rest of the money, what's going to be with that? What does this poor guy gain? He has a pushka, yeah? This pushka has kizbasira money in it. So the Torah was machadish, many chidushim. Number one, we don't look at kizbasira money as kizbasira money. We look at like carbon oil of the yard money. Okay. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two. We don't look at it like you have enough money for the carbon, even though it's right here. What do you mean you don't have enough money? There it is. It's in here. That also not. That also we don't look at like that. Now, chiddush number three is now we say that, okay, so use that. So now you're going to take half the cup and use it for the oil of soif. Or maybe even less than half the cup. If you're so poor, you'll use it just for the mincha. So a quarter of the cup. Now there's three quarters of the cup left with money. Now what's with that geld? That's already pre-designated. At best, you'll have to take that money and treat it like moiser and yipul and adova, like the Gemara says later. Right? You're not going to go home with that. That's hektish. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says, no, that becomes chulin. That portion, that doesn't go down. How did that become chulin? At most, it's extra hektish money. And it only became extra hektish money because we had all of this list of chidushim. Chiddush number one, we don't look at it like it's designated dafka for kizbasira. Chiddush number two, we don't look at it like you can't afford. We look at it like you can't afford the kizbasira, even though the money's right there in the pushka. Now we go to chiddush, the home run chiddush. Now the rest of the cup becomes chum. Was tutzachto? Has it become chum? It's moisar. It's extra. Extra of a kum has alochas. You pull in the dover. The whole business is marafi sigur. From beginning to end is the marafi sigur. But that's what Rashi says. And the Shita Megubetzes actually tries to support Rashi. The Shita Megubetzes uses that lotion. Look at the Shita Megubetzes on your right side. Ois Koton Chav Dalet. Chulin. He's going on Rashi, where Rashi says the rest of the money in the Pushka is Chulin. Gilyon. For Yoiser Nira Dashal and Adonah. It would be more logical to say the rest of the money goes for donation, korbanos, right? Oil, kais, mizbeach, whatever. Ubekuntres lo yotzel ofarishkach. And he says Rashi didn't want to learn that way, but now he gives you the reason why Rashi didn't want to learn. So Rashi didn't want to learn that way because the whole thing makes no sense. Because then why in the world is the poor guy bringing a poor korban for the zel begelt? He could be a rich guy. What do I have to be a poor guy? For the same money, I could be a rich guy. Right? Why should I be a poor guy? I was speaking to a guy, he had a shayla, which he was different yeshivas, he was clearing which yeshiva to send to. So yeshiva A had, let's say, $20,000 tuition. Yeshiva B had $30,000 tuition. He said, I can't afford the $30,000 tuition. So even I'd like to send to Yeshiva B with $30,000, I can't afford $30,000 tuition. So I told him, I know this Yeshiva B, and I'll make sure that they give you, for your $20,000, they'll give you tuition. They'll take your kid in. You won't have to. So he says, but then I'm a schnorrer. For the same $20,000, why should I be a schnorrer? I'm giving 20 anyway, right? The other place I can walk in my tuxedo and my Cadillac. And over here, I got to be a snorer. Well, sit down with a tuition committee and tell them I can't afford it. I could go like a Cadillac. It's a good time. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes is saying here in Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzes is saying that Rashi, even though it's an unbelievable chiddush, this thing is a... In Gans Kotshim, we don't have such a chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush. But he's saying Rashi was forced to say that because otherwise, what's the poor guy trying to gain here? Now he's gonna buy a cheapy carbon, he's gonna come in with his little mincha, and he's gonna give the rest of the money to Hekdesh anyway. So be a balabos. Use China. I don't have to use the paper goods. Use China. That's what he said. That's what Shita Megubetzes is saying. Shita Megubetzes is saying, the loy rotzel of Ashkach, the kimon shalo yotzel mi de hegdish, lo me yachlev mi kobon osher, she yiflish, the kol ikir de shina akos uani, it's the chas rachman ale, the whole thing that's going on here, the ganse mechatos, alchatos, the bichatos, the ganse maise, it's because we have rachmanos on him. We want to give him an opportunity to be able to do, to bring up cheaper kum. So if he ends up having to pay for it anyway, ma yilu chachom and betakanto? So the emes is, the Shita Mekubetzes doesn't give us any clarity how it works. He just tells us, logically it should not be like this. Logically the money should stay kodesh. He says, but Rashi didn't want to learn that way, because if that's what happens, then what's the whole toyelis? What the Torah gain? By this whole ordeal, what the Torah gain? That's what he's saying. Of course it is. He goes to Wesley Kosher and he buys his groceries. That's what Rashi's saying. And the Shita Mekubetzes is saying, it has to be like that. Because the Torah, this is an entitlement, as Avi Mizrukh, in our day and age. This was an entitlement. We're giving you help, we're helping you. So it's not helping him, what did we gain? That's what the Shita is saying. See, that's why Rashi had to learn the way he learned that way, because otherwise it doesn't work. That's what the Shita is telling us. The big problem is that we still don't know how this thing works. In Gans, in Kalatur Rekulu, we don't have such a thing. You have something that's Kodesh, what happens to it? Now, we brought down in the Maram HaKemis, the Rambam. I don't have so much time because I have a Tarach HaNoyim, very important sitter party. Not for my own child, for the Talmidim. So I have to leave, but we'll have to try to finish this. Be'ez Hashem, next week we plan to make a siyum. Today we'll just read down till the Mishnah. It's an easy piece of Gemara. The rest of the Gemara is very easy. This is the hard part. And next week, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, the last Mishnah in the Gemara, we're going to read by the siyum. We're going to make a siyum here in Shul next Sunday. We're going to invite everybody to come. And also we're going to make for the women also available like we did last time. They'll be at least available. Not of course, mixed, Chas V'Shem. But those that will, the women that want to come, they'll be able to come. And Be'ez Hashem, the following week, we're starting B'chayrus. Be'ez Hashem. And that's really the last one of the Mesechtes Ketanas and Kotshim that we didn't do yet, besides for Zvachim and Menachos. So the Yemitz Hashem, this may be our last intimate shir because we're making a whole, many more people are going to come back for B'chayrus. We're having a Chavrusa program from 8:30 to 9:15 in the shul. There's going to be a Hachana shir. One of the younger light is going to give a Hachana shir to prepare for the shir. So there's going to be, we should appreciate this, whether we have 20 people, this is probably our last real intimate shir. I'd rather enjoy it, but the truth is it's a shame we should have more people learning. It's everything. It's kotchim, it's momenis, it's tumah v'tahara, it's shas. Shas kotchim of kotchim. Luchas challah, ma'isa behem, it's mamish packed. It'll take us a couple of years, b'chayrus. It's not going to be, can't do it al regalachas. What? Anyway, right, Erevin. Where is the Erevin? The Erevin's at the night. Yeah, so we're going to be made, right. Be very nice. Okay. So if we look in Rambam, we'll see that in Rambam, the Rambam is also mashma this way. The Rambam, in Yomar Mekoymes Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, Hifrish Mois LeBehema Veheni, everybody got it? If you mafrish money for Behema and then you became poor, Yikach Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yena. You have to buy either two Torim or two Bnei Yoino. You can. V'yichalil aleihem oison amoyos. See, the Rambam is clear like Rashi. The Kedusha of the entire money. It's an interesting lashon he uses. Yichalil. Right? V'yichalil aleihem. Yichalil aleihem oison amoyos. And then he says the punchline like the Shittim of Gobesus. V'yehene bohem. State in Rambam that the money becomes chulin. That's what the Rambam is telling us. And that's exactly like Rashi is learning. It's precisely what Rashi is telling us. Question is how? How could it be less than a moisa? How could it be less than moisa? That's the pell. Okay. He doesn't say that there's anything you do. It happens. It's a mischala. Okay. Now, this does not apply l'fiyani yizdaiti anywhere else in Kachim. Such a halacha. That you could take money that was pre-designated for Kedusha's korban, use some of it, and the rest of it you say l'chaim u'sholom. That's a foreign concept. That doesn't exist. It's over here, magic. And that's why the Shita himself says it would be more logical not to learn like that. It would be more logical to learn that you could take the money and use it for a mincha, and the rest of the money is in the davar. But again, then there's no point. So it must be that this is what's really happening. But how? How is it happening? So let's just finish off the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar Abelez, Omar Abel Shaya, Matami Mikdushosu, Shifrish Khan, Likifsosa, Veheni. See here, he says if you already were mafresh, everything we learned till now is where you want mafresh a carbon. But he says if you actually were mafresh a carbon, Hoyo Venitche Yitche, then it gets pushed off. Okay? Even though logically it should be the same aloha, right? You should let it get a mum. Right? You should let it get a mum. And the same aloha. Omar Avuna Bereda Rabbi Yeshua, Shmami no Klaas, Shmami no Balechayim Nidochim. This is a Gemara we had many times already. right? That even if an animal that's alive could get pushed off and can't be used again, Kedushas Damim Nidche, and Kedushas Damim could get pushed off, because here it's not Kedushas Aguf, because you couldn't use it for a carbon. V'dicha meikah, v'dicha. And even something which wasn't worth right from the beginning gets pushed off. Masuk Avukva Bachoma, how could you tell me something that's alive gets pushed off? Hamafresh Nekevel Apischoi Kedem HaPesach Tirach, Shetistoi V'timocha V'yipul B'domo, V'yovi B'domo HaPesach. You can bring a carbon Pesach with the money. Yoga Zocha Yash, Yistoi V'yomocha V'yovi B'domo of Pesach. Rav Shimon Emuatsu Meikah of Pesach. Shema Aminah Bale Chaim Einam Nidachem. By the fact that Rav Shimon says you could bring it as a raya, it's not Nidchem. Amid Revo Shaya, Ki Amrinon, the Rabbonon. This is the Rabbonon. Rab Shimon's Filo Barachayim Enim Nidchim. Fine, Enech Anami. Vagrola Enim Akavis. And he also says Agrola is not Makav. Some take out the Girs Agrola, but it does fit. The Sanyo, we learned Lagabi Sire Yem HaKippurim. Meisech Omeh Mevi Chaveri, Shalei Bagrola. If one of the animals died after you already did a Goyro, one of the Seirim, you could bring another one, and you don't need to make a girl because you already know, since the other one is Lazozel, this one is Lashem, Divrei Rav Shimon, Alma Kesova, Bali Chaim, Enim Nidoch, Vakol, Enim Akemes. Okay. Om Rav Chizda, and Akinim is Pausha, Isela, Ibel, Kichas, Bailim, Ibasi, Iskain. Now the Gemara goes into a side issue, which I feel is very negaya to the whole sugya, but sounds like it's a new thing, which is, when do we decide of the money of the Kinim? Which one is a chatas, and which one is an oila? When you bring two, echad l'chatas v'echad l'oila, which one is which? Either it could be decided when you buy it, that is, you mafresh it, or when you give it, when the kohen makes the malika. Amar Rav Simi Barashe, my time with the Rav Chizde, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk. And then it says v'osa. Why does it say v'lokcha v'osa? The way you designate a korban oif is oy b'lekichas b'ayilam oy b'asiyas klein. Fine. Again, why the Gemara is bringing this in here, we don't know, but this is what the Gemara is saying. Meiste. Says the Gemara, l'chor, we have a b'raisa, not this way, because it says, by the sire yema kipurim, v'osohu chatos. We learn out from there, ha'goyrel oysohu chatos, v'en Hashem oysohu chatos. It becomes Hashem through the Goro. The Ein Koyen Oisechata, Sheyochel, I would think, Aloy Dinu. Ma, B'mokom, Sholei Kiddush HaGoro, Kiddush Hashem. Malach, in a regular place, where you can't use a Goro to give Kiddush. But if you Makdush it Pepeh, it works. Mokom, Sheyi Kaddush HaGoro, a place where Goro works, Ein Edin, Sheyi Kaddush Hashem. Tamud Loi Ma'ad is a Miut, V'osohu Chatos, HaGoro Leisohu Chatos, Vein Hashem Leisohu Chatos. But the bottom line is, Tony Shane to me the girl. And the girl is not Peshas Lakicha. And the girl is not Peshas Asir. The girl is just in the middle. So you see that the girl works, and in that place, the Gemara says, shame works, the price must be shame works, even not when you buy it, and not when you offer it. Says the Gemara. So if that's the case, Ma Goyra Lav Balakicha Valav Bi Asir. Af Hashem nami la belekiche v'lav yasiye. Omar Rav, hochi koma, ma b'makom shol kiddush ha-goyro belekiches ba'ilum v'asiyas klein, kiddush Hashem, I belekiches ba'ilum v'asiyas klein. You have to put that into the braisa, meaning, we're talking either at the beginning or the end, not in the middle. Kan, she kiddush ha-goyro sheloi belekiche, sheloi ba'asiyah, ein edin, you put that all into the kavu chayma. Ein edin, she kiddush Hashem, I belekiche ba'asiyah, tamo v'so chatos ha-goyro sheloi chatos, and Hashem is chatos. The bottom line is that the Gemara now is going into this tangent as to when the birds become designated to be an oif, to be an oila, and when they become designated to be a chatas, which l'chor is a complete deviation from what our discussion was to begin with. Our discussion to begin with was the fact that you could be mishana and the mois from one to the other. Why is the Gemara bringing this in b'chlal? This has really nothing to do with our sugya altogether. But this is what the Gemara, and now the Gemara goes into the Oni Usher business. If you're Metami Mikdash Oni, and you are Mafresh Lakine the Hashir, Fomu Lechadas Vahalosi, Moisiv Umevi Chavosim, Midmei Chatosiv, Moisiv Umevi Chavosim, Midmei Alosa. And Oily, you can't be Moisiv. Fahachad Lechalo Lakich Vahalosi, Tony Mevi Chavosim, Midmei Chatosim, Vahalosi, Silachari, you see that You could designate something for a carbon even not when you bought it, and not when you're bringing it. Anyway, the Mishnah is not meduyik. So it can't be. You did it from the beginning. Fine. Okay. The bottom line is, the Gemara now, the whole shock of Atarya, is how Korbanos Ha'oif become designated. And that they're different than regular Korbanos, where you Shem is Mekadesh. That means other Korbanos you don't need. And you don't need to have a specific toll booth where you could check in. Anytime you have an animal, you can make it this or that. By the birds, it's very specific when they become designated. Either b'shas l'kiche or b'shas hafrosh. And that's the whole need in here in the Gemara back and forth as far as when it becomes. Okay, so now we'll go a little bit back to what we're dealing with here. Our main challenge here to understand, the main challenge in the whole sugya, is to understand exactly how we're getting out of the moisar, the fact that it's a moisar chatos. How does it now, or moisar oila, how does it now turn into chun? How does it become chun? We understand everything up until that point, we understand. With the help of the drushas, with the help of the drushas, we understand how you could change it. But that's where we get stuck. That's where we get completely stuck. Where even if it's one behemoth, forgetting changing from one behemoth, you designate money for any kedusha, that money will never reverse itself. It never becomes chum. Only over here. So I want to mirror you another Gemara in Menachas, which also gives us another halacha out of mamish, out of, and again, the shita mukubetzas by us says the tanka doesn't make sense in Svara. He says it has to be like that. And we saw the Rambam Zichah learns like that, without a shayla. Now, if we look, I'm just going to bring you a Gemara in Menachas, the Lashon of the Gemara in Menachas. This is towards the end of Afkuf Aleph in Meseches Menachas. Over there, the Gemara talks about redeeming a mincha. Now, there's two steps of a mincha. The mincha has one step, it's Kedushas Peh. That means when you take the flour, you makdish it. That's Kedushas Peh. And then you put it into the Kli. Once you put it into the Kli, Shoras has Kedushas Haguf. It's a whole different level. Kedushas Peh is a lower level Kedusha. So the Gemara handles over there, could you redeem a mincha after you did Kedushas Peh, before you did Kedushas Kli? And the Gemara says you can't. The Mishnah says you can't, unless it becomes Tome. And the Lashon HaMishnah is like this. All the menachas, this is Daf Kuf Aleph from an Aleph. All the menachas that are tohar, you can't redeem them. Chutz mimilchas choyt. Why? Because of the psukim in our Gemara. This is completely mind-boggling. Chutz mimilchas choyt, sharei kosev boi mechatosoi ve'elchatosoi. What does that have to do with this? What does it have to do with redeeming the flower? What does one thing have to do with the other? This is a halacha that we learn out that if you put money aside, it's not flour, you put money aside, you said, I'm going to use this money, and you were planning to use it for a kizboi sira. So we learn out from the psukim, you could use it for an oif. For an oif, you could use it for a minch. What does that have to do with where you makdish the flower? To redeem the flower. What does one thing have to do with the other? So Rashi comes, and Rashi says like this, the kivon de mishani mi kizba le mincha, the chayim mi mincha le oif, alma zokta, the tohoira nivdes, mayin shmitei tzal sinai. There's a brisker rov that takas oimen on this. What's the connection? What's the connection? We're talking about redeeming a mincha that you already have your flour, that you will makdish the flour, now it's a mincha in front of you. And now you want to take this flour and you want to redeem it. And normally you can only redeem a mincha that you were makdish only if it became tameh. And here we want to say you could redeem it if the kedusha is clear, you can't even redeem it even if it became tameh. Before kedusha is clear, if it becomes tameh, you could redeem it. So it says, what about, but that's only if it became tameh. Comes the Gemara. The Gemara says that that's only by stam menachas. But by minchas chayte, we have a din of oil of a yored. So there, just like you could bring from the money of a, there's a posuk that says you could bring from the money of a kizbasiri, you could bring an oif. Or you could bring from the oif, you could bring a mincha. For the same reason, logically, you could redeem. It's a svara. Rashi says the chasvara. It's just like the same halacha should apply, Zot Rashi. Kishem zokta. Kivon the mishani mikizbul mincha v'chem mincha l'oif. Alma the tahoira niftis. So again, this is a kasha that's bothering many of the achronim. What's the pshat? What's going on there? But that has nothing to do with this. When you separate money to Hekdesh, even if you're not Chayav a Korban at all, that money becomes designated, and now even though you got a cheaper Korban, the money belongs to Hekdesh. These are two different issues. One issue is, when I take money and I designate it for any Korban, even a Korban I'm not Chayav at all, once the money is designated, I don't have to buy a carbon with all the money. We had that earlier. You could buy something cheaper. But then what happens with the rest of the money? It's moisa. It's extra kosher money. How does this money just become chum? That was the problem we had. Is that what you're trying to answer?
Where
did the Torah make such a gzeres hakosam? Where and how? What happens? What's the mechanics of it even? I have Kaddish money. By the way, everybody agrees, if you use this money now, you're Moyel Behegdish. Any of this money, if used before, you're Moyel Behegdish. What happened to that? What? How does that change? How does the money, Kedusha, the money go away? It's a pella. Which is precisely why the Shita Mekubetza says, Michelle, if you're only missing one thing, we'll stick it in and give out lick.
Yeah. Use the money in that? Yes.
After, yes. Yes, after you buy the carbon, you put money aside, you put down $5,000 for Kizbis Irin. You took $500, you bought the Oifus. Now the $4,500, you go to Wesley Kosher. Why not? Yeah. So what do you say?
No, I mean, she was saying about the exact consensus. I thought the fire is a lewd, so why do you mean, what's the problem with the sword? I mean, the Gemara says it's another psukim.
The Gemara didn't say anything about psukim. The only thing we saw in the psukim was that you could take money that was designated for a kizbis here and you could use it for a knife. That's all we saw. That's fine. I'm asking you a different question. What happened? Kedusha Shaboy Lehechan Holach. I'm asking an elementary question. That was part of our question. What's going on here? He's obviously using a Lashon Chil to tell you that the money just becomes chum. This is not a normal thing. Every pidyon in Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't work like this. If you have something as Kedusha, every red cent can only be used for Kedusha. And if you bought something cheaper, so then you got to do something with the rest of it. You can't put it into... It doesn't go back into your pocket. That doesn't the way it works by culture. It never, ever, ever goes back to your pocket. Period. So what's happening here? So I want to tell you like this. What? Now you hit a problem. And that's what I'm saying. With all the Rachmona, the Chasaleh, the Torah Rachmona on him, the Torah Rachmona on him, I understand. But what happened to the Kedusha? What happened to the Kedusha? So I want to share with you a simple idea, which this will also answer us, the sugya here in Menachas. And our whole sugya. If we had more time, I would go into all the part of the sugya. But it's really one simple yusait. Let's go out of this whole world of korbanos. We'll go just to stam hekdesh berek habayis. Okay, let's go hekdesh berek habayis. Let's say you makdish $1 million worth of assets to kotshim, to hekdesh. That's it. You had an expensive picture, $1 million picture. You makdish $1 million picture to hekdesh. Now you go, and you take $1, put it, and you redeem the picture. It aloha is a beferish gemara. Yeah? Hegdish shove elef, shechilo al shove puter is mechulu. Obviously, no gizbo in the world will do it, would allow it to happen. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to lechatchila do it, of course not. Because you're shortchanging hektish, right? But the result is that it becomes chum. That means that there's no mechanical breakdown when there's a enoinol hektishis. There's no mechanical breakdown when the value of what you're redeeming and the money you're using to redeem it doesn't match. Again, you're not allowed to do it. The gizbar will never allow you to do it. It would be a huge scandal if something like that happened. But it works. Now, by kabbalas, there's no such thing. By kabbalas, not by kedushas domin, and not by kedushas aguf, there's no such thing. What does that mean? Because by korbanos, the money becomes like a korban. Okay? The money becomes like a korban. So really, the only thing that could be done is transfer. It can't be mischalal. Mischalal means it turns into chum. Right? It turns into chum. You could look at it like a heter nedorim. Right? Who in a mechel, aval achir mechel in leh. You could look at like a comb. You redeem something, right? You make it. So now what happens is, by the process of redemption makes it chum. Okay? That's why, even if you have a puter, you want to redeem something that's $1 million, it's not that the $1 million has to now fit into the puter, because that will never work. It doesn't have to fit into the puter. The act of pidyon is machalalit. And that's the lashon of the Gemara, Shmuel. Hegdish, shove elef, shove mone, shechiloi al shove pruto, shechiloi al shove pruto, mechul. Going back to lashon harama, mechiloi. Now, by korbanos that doesn't work. Doesn't work by kedushas aguf, of course not, because you can't even be poided. It doesn't even work by kedushas dam. Because over there, you need to transfer. Something happens to the money itself. As I explained many times, by Berek Habayis, it's like a shibud. It's a shibud. Over here, it's different. Over here, something changes about the thing itself, becomes like a korban. You're looking at a piece of kedusha. Not just something hektish have rights to when there's a shibud. It is, in essence, kodesh. It's kodesh. And for that reason, because it's kodesh, it remains kodesh. And therefore, if you only use 25% of it, the 75% falls to Moisar. If you use 75%, if you use 99%, the 1% falls to Moisar. It doesn't go back into your pocket, ever. It doesn't happen. Now, when you come to Oyel V'Yayret, the Torah came and gave us Pesukim. the megalatos, that you could take money that was designated for a kizba, make a kizba sira, an oif, a asil seifa, a mincha. You could go the other way. If you get rich, you could take the lowim. What in essence was the Torah saying? Was the Torah stam saying, you know what? We look at this like one korban. That's one way to look at it. It's one big korban. It could either be big, a behemah, or small, a bird, or a lach smaller, a mincha. Perhaps you can even say that that's the shock of a tired gemara between ma'is adomim and not ma'is adomim. If the Torah would have just allowed you to go maybe from a behemah to an oif, maybe we would say, the Torah said you could take a big behemah, you could take something which is supposed to be big, make it smaller. When the Torah allowed you to do it, one way to look at it is, the Torah said, you know what? Oil of the yerid is all one korm. The behemah, the oif, and the mincha, one korm. It's just how big and how expensive. It's one korm. That's one way. The other way to look at it is not. It's really separate korbanos. The behemah is one type of korban, the oif is another type of korban, the mincha is another type of korban. Zichr the mincha. Mincha is not even a minei domim. But the Torah now said, you know, in order to give the ani, chas alei rachmona, in order to protect the ani who could lose his money from the time that he designates the money to the time that he actually makes the korban itself, hafroshas korban, the Torah says, you know what? We're going to now take this money and we're not going to give it Kedushas Korban. We're not going to give it Kedushas Korban. We're going to treat it like Mois L'Neder, like you made a Neder to the Beis HaMikdash. Very similar to Berek HaBayis. But here you made a Neder that with this money you're going to use, it's going to go towards the Gavra, your Chiyav Oil of the Yerit. Your Chiyav Oil of the Yerit. So if that's the case, so this money really is similar to Berek HaBayis. It's a different type of Kedusha. When the Torah said you could change it from a behemah to an oif, from an oif to a mincha, it wasn't just giving you leeway. It was telling you, you know what? The Kedusha of the money is not like a Kedusha's korban. Rather, it's like a Kedusha's Berek HaBayis, like a Kedusha's Domim type of thing, where you're designating it for one. Now, if that's the case, that's why you could take the money and use it whatever your chiyuv is. If you're a rich guy, use it for rich korban. Poor, you're not poor, use it whatever it's for. The rest of the money now becomes mechul. You don't need that it should be like kach and pidyon korbanos. Because the kedusha is not the same type of kedusha. And that's why it's a chilul process. Chilul process means by you going now to get this other korban, it's mechalal the money. Doesn't matter how much money is there in the pushka. Because the kedusha of this money is different than the other. Now we understand Rachmona de Chasaleh, that the Shita Mukubetza says, fits beautifully. Rachmona de Chasaleh is telling us what the drosha is. We have two ways to learn the drosha. One way is that the money really is all korban money, just like all korbanos. It's just leeway that you could use it from this korban to this korban. But it's all korban money. The other way to look at it is, no, it's not korban money. It's not korban money bichlal. It's money that's like a moist neder, like Berek HaBayis type of money, and therefore it's redeemable. You could take the kedusha off the money, just like you could take kedusha off any Berek HaBayis. Says the Shita, since this whole drasha was in order to have rachmanis on the oni, it must be that this is what the type of drasha it is. Comes the Gemara Menachas, and the Gemara Menachas says, what's the reason why you can't normally redeem a mincha once you were makdish the flour? Because it already became kedushas kol. So Rashi, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that till it goes into the kli, till it gets the kedusha seguf of the kli, it's still riding on that old type of kedusha, and that type of kedusha, taka works. Pidyon, and Bez like Rashi, you could do it. It wants its tummy. So that really answers all the kashas. Okay, I have to stop here. So again, Rabbi, say next week we'll be having a siyum here. We'll finish off the list. Amud, and we'll have a siyum.